This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at ikea-usa.com today.
So it's all for play for still.
I think so. Do you want to bet against us?
Aston Villa fans, and welcome to For the Love of Paul McGrath podcast. Paddy, I think, is going to be on in a moment. Inopportune time to have a sneeze come, but I think I'm going to fight through it, just like I hope Aston Villa are going to fight through the barriers tonight to get a win against Newcastle United. Yeah, I think it's gone. I think the sneeze is gone. Welcome aboard, everybody, and welcome to Mr. Kelly. He's just jumped into the green room there. I'll pop him on once he gets his camera and his microphone sorted there. But Newcastle United versus Aston Villa, or Aston Villa and Newcastle United, to be more pedantic about it, in a huge, huge, huge game under lights at Villa Park, where we could put 14 points difference, or is it 14 or 17 points, sorry, 17 points between ourselves and Newcastle, I think, tonight. So absolutely loads to be played for tonight, and we all hope we're going to have a win tonight, none more so than Paddy Kelly, who I'm just bringing in now, because Paddy's son is going to be sitting in the hall tonight, and there's going to be an empty seat beside him because Paddy's here on the podcast.
Yeah, this is his first solo trip over to Villa Park. Yeah, oh, to be young again, making that trip. My first one that reminded me of my first one was Southampton, arriving in at 7 o'clock in the morning on the first flight. Played Southampton, Letitia, of course, tore us apart like he always did. And yeah, I would love to be young again, going to see Villa in the way they're playing now, and have all of those memories ahead of me.
Yeah. Thanks to everybody about the lovely shirt. Yeah, I decided I'd put this one on today. It came in the post recently, and I went, you know what? I still haven't shifted enough timber to look my svelte self in it, and I certainly won't be wearing it in the podcast on Saturday. I did contemplate it, but I won't be. But yeah, it's a nice shirt. I can't even remember what year it's from. Cracking shirt, absolutely cracking shirt. And you know, it's one Villa haven't had anything really like it since it came out. So
1984, is it?
I think it's 1984, 1985 season, yeah. Because I was born in April 85, and I think that's what brought my attention to the shirt when I was purchasing it. But a cracker of a shirt. But anyway.
They didn't make a replica shirt before I was born.
Yeah. That's a podcast for another day, Paddy. And we're not here to talk about replica shirts today. We're not here to talk about replica anything. We're here to talk about the real deal. And I'm hoping that the real deal Aston Villa shows up tonight. See, that was really nice. That was a really good little segue into that, I think. Hope the real deal Aston Villa show up today, because before we get to the team sheet, Paddy, I've already done a podcast on it with a Borough fan, the wonderful Chris from Boropolis. If you haven't seen it already, we will be finishing up here before the game. Go back and watch that piece I did with Morgan about Morgan Rodgers. But it looks like Aston Villa will have their first signing of the season, one we both felt would happen. regardless, it was just a case of getting the payment structure right, and we turned out to be 100% correct with that. What's the feelings on it now, Paddy? It's got to hear you. Here we go from the Italian maestro and Fabrizio Romano.
Yeah, and look, he's got to hear you go wrong from time to time as well. So it's not done and dusted just yet, but it is obviously. It has been the sole focus this month for Unai Emery. If it's done, it's the Dendonker outing him in by the looks of it. The only thing that does kill me a little bit about this signing is that Manchester City will benefit slightly from the sell-on clause. But look, we spoke about him before. He looks like a footballer, albeit not a pacey footballer, let's say. But who knows? Maybe we haven't seen enough of him to comment on that, but that's just my general overriding feeling, having watched him against Chelsea last week. But look, he obviously feels he can fit into this system and maybe pick a pass in situations where we're playing against that bus parked, which could happen this Saturday. Not expecting it tonight, but we'll get to that in a while. But that could be the reason for a signing like this, just to give us that something a little different in the final third when it's very congested, and we know that he can cut inside very quickly and whip a shot into the back post or whip a ball across the box. So here's hoping that he's everything that Unai Emery thinks he is, and that we'll get a good shift out of him for a good couple of years.
The Borough fan I was talking to today, Chris again from Boropolis, as I mentioned previously, he said to me, go away and find all the footage of the game they played against Coventry this season. So might do that later on tonight after the podcast or after our final whistle podcast is over and see it. And he said that's the most complete, that was a really good performance from him. He did some really, really good things in that game. And he said that's the stuff that was the game that came to mind when he said that got Borough fans excited. Now, he did mention that he goes missing the times in games. He's a young player. Maybe that's to be expected. But as I say, coming into a team whereby the onus is, you know, he will be quiet for parts of the game until we get the ball to him. If we're more ball dominant, maybe that has something to do with it. He spoke a bit about systems, Carrick system and so on. So go watch it if you haven't watched it. I thought it was interesting, and he was honest. Like, he didn't say he was going to come in and tear up the Premier League, you know, and that's not what we want. We don't want people to tell us that we're getting the best player ever. We want people to be honest, you know, about what is and what isn't with regards to the player. And that's fine too. Exactly why we get their opinions on board as well. But it's tonight, with regards to tonight's game, Paddy. Absolutely. Gaz, thank you so much for that, Gaz. Really, really appreciate it. A couple of points for the podcasters. I really appreciate that as well. And thanks to Jordan Levy becoming Jordan Levy became a new member as well there.
I've lost it there. You do it again. Do it again.
There we go. There's Jer. Yeah, thanks a million, Jer. And I know Jer is coming on Saturday as well to the live podcast. We still haven't quite figured out where we are going to, whether we're going to be able to record the podcast or not. So later on in the week, we'll have an update on that, probably in our pre-match for Sheffield United, because we are efforting, as they say, to try and get the podcast recorded so we can share it with you guys as quick as possible after the event. But one thing we will be doing a live team sheet tantrum from the venue. That's one thing we certainly will be doing somehow or another. Even if it has to be on my phone, we will be doing a live team sheet tantrum. So join us on Saturday for a team sheet tantrum for the Sheffield United game at 20 minutes past four. And you'll be seeing two guys on top of the world. Anyway, back to tonight's game.
A special shout out to Jordy Villan. I always look out for people like Jordy Villan when we get fixtures like this, because he's the one of everybody in the comments that's going to get it in the neck tomorrow morning in work, or be the one that's gloating tomorrow morning in work. And I love seeing Villa fans in all parts of Britain where they've settled, or maybe they're locals that have just chosen to support the greatest club in the world. But big night for him, big night for everyone around him, and huge night for a team sheet tantrum. And it could be a tantrum because we need to get this one spot on. We need to get our tactics spot on. It needs to be going for the jugular from the start, and who is going to be the ones entrusted in going for the jugular from the start? That is the $6 million question.
We neglected to talk about Youri Tielemans, and we'll find out about it in a minute and a half, but we neglected to talk about Youri Tielemans at all in the preview. And I'm going to be honest, it's because I completely forgot that he might be in there. I forgot that he was back and he was fit again. Obviously, he played against Chelsea, but he just completely slipped my mind. Do you think maybe he gets the start today, Paddy, or do you think maybe he goes with Diaby and with Bailey?
Difficult one to say. Is he brought in there for his defensive work over Bailey? Possibly. Leaving Bailey in reserve for when things need to be freshened up a bit. It will be interesting to see. I love Tielemans. I think he's a great player. He can go missing in games, 100%. And when you're playing against a certain type of defensive setup, that can lead to players of his ilk going missing. That is not a slight on his character. That's just the way it is. It's going to be a strange. I'd say the atmosphere is going to be raucous today. I really think the fans are going to get behind us, because if we look back on this season and we lose out by goal difference or we lose out by 3 points, I think we'll all be talking about that horrible day on Tyneside at the start of the season. So I'm hoping that we can avenge for that tonight and put in a similar performance that we put in against them at Villa Park. In April, I'm going to say, March or April, whatever it was, when we absolutely did a number on them. We're playing against an inferior side tonight, regardless of who they put out. They're not going to be as good as the side we played against at the back end of last season, because they're carrying an awful lot of injuries.
And the team is out. I think that might be the quickest team sheet announcement I've ever done, because it's just literally out. Martinez, Cash, Konsa, Longley, Alex Moreno, McGinn, Kamara, Douglas Luiz, Tielemans, Diaby and Watkins. He stands pat on the team he played against Chelsea at the weekend. And the substitutes come in at Robin Olsen. Jacob Ramsey on the bench as well. Yeah, Olsen, Wright, Diego Carlos, Chambers, Zaniolo, Kane Kessler, Hayden, Bailey, Jacob Ramsey, and Tim Urugbunum. I think that's a fine bench. I think there's enough of a balance, I think, for me in that bench in comparison to, and this is no slight on the likes of Omari Kellerman or the likes of the guys that we had, Finlay Munro last weekend. But that's a nice balance to that bench. Yeah, I'd like a left footer inside there, but you know, beggars can't be choosers, I think, from that point of view. It's probably our strongest 11, albeit I know people are in the comments. I haven't looked at the comments yet. I think people are probably going to say, prefer Carlos in there for Diego, for Longley, or, you know, maybe they prefer Bailey to start or something. But I think all in all, based on what we know Unai Emery wants to do, it's going to be a left footer and a right footer in at centre half. And that's just the way he likes to play it, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's absolutely no arguments from me. Interesting to see how he deploys Youri Tielemans in this setup. Plenty of bodies there to do damage off the bench. Great to see JJ back in the squad. Great to see Kane Kessler Hayden included there as well. He's spoken very highly of him. And look, this is a huge opportunity to go and lay down a marker, like we did on those two games against Arsenal and Man City in December. It's time to go again now, to lay down a marker today, Saturday, and then Man United next week, and Chelsea in between. So there's a huge 2 weeks ahead in the season. Starting with this one, we put the 2-0 alls behind us and really go for this ball headed for the next 10 days.
Somebody asked there in the comments, I can't remember who it is, Metaxas asks, how does this team differ from the game at the start of the season? Well, I suppose the biggest omission from the start of the season is Tyrone Mings isn't there. Matty Cash was at right back, so Luca Dean was also in there too. Bailey, Diaby, McGinn and Watkins were the front four, like we're a similar front four to what we're going to see today. Obviously, Bailey isn't there and Tielemans is in instead, and then Kamara and Luiz. So realistically, we're looking at Tyrone Mings and Luca Dean out, replaced by Longley and Alex Moreno, and they're the only two changes. Now, on the first day of the season, it's fair to say as well that Coutinho came on, Philogene Bades also came on, and Pau Torres came on, three players that we won't have in the squad. So, you know, when you put it in that type of light, there's five players that we had that had an impact or that played at least in that game that will not be playing tonight. And Let's just see there. Yeah, Thielemans also came on in that game too.
I've actually gone back a little bit further with my preparation here to the team, because I actually did them a little bit of a disservice. Really only Willock, Joe Linton and Nick Pope will be missing from the team that we turned over 3-0 at the back end of last season. So I was probably doing them a little bit of a disservice.
Well, Tonali and Joe Linton are going to be out from who we played at the week at the first day of the season. So Tonali, Joe Linton and Pope. And to be honest with you, they're three huge players. Huge players.
Absolutely.
From the start. And Almiron may not be started. I imagine he will be started. But Almiron, Harvey Barron scored against to see the goal. He won't be playing either. And Mr. Murphy as well. I think he might be injured and might be out of the squad as well. So interesting.
There's a lot of previous to look at here. And I'm thinking about the game we played. Was it in Philadelphia, the 3-3 draw?
Yes.
The DC or Philadelphia, whatever it was, like that was a real end-to-end battle in pre-season, and I'm expecting something of a battle like that tonight, because I think both teams will want to go and win this game. I think it's going to be open and expansive. I haven't seen the Newcastle team yet, but I'm expecting them to have a go off us, because they need to beat us tonight to show any kind of ambition of turning us over and catching us.
Yeah, and I think that will be the case. Is there more Aston Villa news out there? No, there isn't. I thought there might have been more Aston Villa news out there. But it's just John Townley, and we love John Townley too. Look, I suppose you mentioned about having a team there that we could get it right. I don't think he's gotten it wrong. This team went out against Chelsea. Yes, we could have created more chances in the first half, but I think the second half we finished a lot stronger. And I think that, first game back after a 2-week absence as well, the team was a small bit rusty, I think, in a lot of areas, but need to control the ball a lot more now tonight at home and see what way we go from there. A couple of more comments there. Oh, thanks, Vinny. Kua Gaming, thank you for becoming a YouTube member. And also, Vinny says, it's twice €6 super chat to make you fight who gets this 1 point.
I think the €6 is a translation of £5, is it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it is. Yeah. I'll get it. Yeah, well, look, I'll donate that one to you, Paddy. I think you deserve it for listening to my shite for all this time. So I'll donate it to you for sure. John Brooks, Paddy.
John Brooks, I think Si Staples calls him our lucky ref. Is that correct?
Yeah, I don't think we've ever lost under him.
Yeah, doesn't make him any more of a decent ref. It just means we've been incredibly lucky, and I hope it stays that way today.
Yeah, Matt Hahn says it was Philadelphia because he was there in the preseason. We were supposed to be in Philadelphia, but I had a little matter of having a child, and that put a kibosh on that one. So, what a selfish young fella to come out when he did. Like, that's all I'll say. He couldn't have stayed
in the off season. God bless him. He was dead right to come out when he did.
he was born on the 6th of May, so I had plenty of time, but. Yeah, he still hadn't had a full night's sleep at that stage, so there was no way I was getting away. Where are we? A lot of people asking about Bailey. I suppose, really, Paddy, on the Bailey thing, obviously he's been a top performer, I suppose, this season. When you look at him, he's been used an awful lot off the bench. I don't think there's anything. I think there's obviously a reason for it. He's, the fact that he obviously knows his role within the team from that point of view. But I would have liked to see him play today. I've said it before, I would like to see him play in conjunction with Diaby, but it's not to be. Thielemans is going to be in there. It just goes to show that we want that box midfield, I think, more. And the system has worked more than I suppose changing it up just for the sake of it. And I don't mean that in a flippant derogatory way towards Bailey, because Bailey will come on at 70 minutes, and he will be effective.
It all depends on what kind of outlet we need him in. I did touch on it when I suggested that he would pick Thielemans. I just think it was a more defensive option against a free flow and an attacking football that they play. I think that's why he's in there, and He also has something else to offer, something different to Bailey. But yes, Bailey, who knows, could be even Bailey for Diaby, the change later in the game if it so needs it. Have we got the Newcastle team?
I'll get bringing up in a moment just because I'm Bailey. Started 9 league games out of 19 so far this season. Started 1 FA Cup game out of 2. Started our only League Cup game. And I started 1 League Cup game, should I say, out of 1. And started 4 out of the 5 Conference League games. So within the league, he has used him as that impact sub. So, you know, it's an Emery thing. It's not a... You know, it's a seeing him best place to come off the bench and to affect the game. And he's done that to the tune of 6 goals and 5 assists, you know.
Isn't there some stat that he's played a part in every game as well? Am I correct in saying that?
Could have. I don't know. I would imagine. It wouldn't surprise me. He's 19 games. We've played more.
Yeah.
There we go.
We're up to 21 now at this stage.
Yeah, I was thinking we were past the halfway point. All right. Let me bring up the Newcastle team. Good stuff, Newcastle admin. Well done on that. The Dubravkan goals, Trippier, Schär, Botman and Byrne, Bruno Guimarães, Longstaff, Miley, Murphy, I thought was injured, Gordon and Isak. So we have no Almiron from the start. And our bench is Lars Karius, Paul Dummett, Matt Ritchie, The Irrational Fear, Kraft is in there, Hall, Lewis Hall is in there, Liveramento, Almiron, White and Hernes. I'm going to be honest with you, like, do they have a striker on the bench? They don't. Well, they probably
Almiron, I suppose, I presume White and Hernes are two young people there. I honestly don't know who they are, so I could be wrong. But judging by where they are on the list, if they're going in order, which they aren't really, are they? Because Richie is further back down. There's no way of telling until you can go on. Well, I'm killing time here and see if you can Google who they are.
Joe White, apparently, I'm led to believe, is an English professional footballer who plays as an attacking midfielder for Premier League club Newcastle United, and he's 21 years of age, born in Carlisle. I would say do not type in White Newcastle into Google. Some really strange things came up initially. So...
Here's a bit of breaking news on the ground. CC says apparently Newcastle team just getting off the coach. That's very late to getting off the coach. Traffic issues. I think there's a rule. If you're there within 45 minutes, they don't have to delay the kickoff. So if that's true and they're there now, kickoff won't be affected once they're there. I think that's the rule. Someone might correct me, but I think it's 45 minutes. If you're there within 45 minutes, that's adequate time to get your team ready, they say.
Travis Enrique Hernes, Paddy, 18 years of age, from Heradsbygd in Norway. He's a midfielder. They signed him from Shrewsbury Town just now, it seems, 2024. So they've only just signed him. It seems. And a midfielder, he played 2 games for Shrewsbury Town. He's on the bench tonight. So there you go. That is Travis Enrique Hernes. Yeah. And it only 84 likes from 425 watching. I did say, guys, for those of you who are late, 200 likes guarantees a win. Howard Webb told us that himself. Howard Webb told us that VAR will go all in our favor if there's 200 likes. Look, blame Howard if we're wrong, but that's just what I've been told. Let's look into more information on Joe.
A lot of people talking about Almiron. Supposedly that deal is off, and that's why he travelled today. So, I'm sure we'll find out eventually. A lot of congestion around Birmingham apparently because there's some rail strikes, there's some an accident on Spaghetti Junction. There's a lot going on apparently, judging by the tweet that I'm following here. So, amazing the things you follow when your son goes over to his first game on his own. But he's not on his own. He has big Ronan looking after him.
Uncle Ronan, yeah. Uncle Buck with him. Peter Hampton. Oh, sorry, not Peter Hampton. Joe White is the grandson of Peter Hampton, former Leeds player. I don't know. He's probably before your time, Paddy. Played Leeds, Stoke, Burnley, Rochdale and Carlisle. And he is Joe White's grandfather. Joe White has been in and around the Newcastle first team squad since 2021. He played 15 games on loan at Hartlepool. last year, or 2 years ago, played 16 games on loan at Exeter. And this current season, he's just back from loan, it seems, with Crewe Alexandra, where he played 20 games, scoring 3 goals. Attacking midfielder, 6'1". So that is the boys off the bench for Newcastle from that point of view. Yeah, yeah. Interesting one, considering they've got 3 left backs on the bench. They've actually got 4 left backs on the bench. We give out about having 2 goalkeepers. They have 4 left backs potentially on the bench with Kraft, Dumas, Hall, and Liveramento. So,
well, Liveramento more or less plays as a right back, though, doesn't he?
I know. Don't ruin it, Paddy. He can play both sides.
Don't let the truth get in the way of a good story. Is that what we're doing?
Paddy, you're doing podcasts with me long enough. Like, stats and facts are one thing, but good stories are another.
Here's a stat. Here's a stat for you.
Yes.
Newcastle beat Manchester United on the 2nd of December. How many league wins have they had since then?
None?
Just one. They beat Fulham. And in that time, they lost to Everton, Spurs, Luton, Forest, Liverpool, and Man City. So they're on something of a murderous run there. They need points on the board, and they need them fast if they're going to be dreaming about Europe again next year.
Yeah, it's look, I suppose it's not our problem. It's just going to be.
No, it's not. Well, they're our problem. They're our problem tonight. So yeah, we need to just go beat them. Is there anyone in that starting lineup for Newcastle that scares you, that you would even say would make our team? Because I think there's quite a few.
There is Alexander Isak is 100% scary proposition. Yep.
Trippier makes it. Gumarez, Botman, possibly Schär.
Botman waltzes into our back four when we've got every single one of our back four fit. He's an incredible defender.
Great player. Brilliant. Absolutely great player. Yeah.
Trippier walks in right back, I think. Isak, yeah. Anthony Gordon? I never thought I'd be saying that. I'm beginning to warm to Anthony Gordon. Don't hate me for it. Beginning to warm to him.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Livermento is somebody you could potentially get into our team. I know he's in the bench. Sounds like we're picking on the right back situation, but
very much so.
But they're just good players. Like, they're 2 good players. So, you know, it is what it is. I think from that point of view. I'm after seeing Stato pop up in the chat there. Am I glad to see you, Stato? Because I may have forgotten to do something. We're thrown directly into Stato. We're thrown directly into Stato's watch along for this game. Directly after this game. Well, I can safely say it's going to happen now. It may not have happened if I didn't see you pop up in the chat room. So if you guys do want to stay on and watch with Dale, do a watch along with Dale. He'll be popping on after this. Stato, I'm glad you popped into us as well after getting mentioned on TalkSport by Jeff Stelling today. If I don't mind. Well, Jeff and Ali McCoist giving him an aim plug. Fantastic. Great to see you. no longer. You're Jeff Stelling's mate. No, exactly. Yeah. Incredible stuff. You know, all the stats that you put out, I've seen your compendium of statistics, and it's actually eye-watering how many of them are in there. A lot of them bad up until recently, but at least you're getting to put out the good ones now. And I think you put out one stat on, you keep me honest, you pop it into the chat. I think you put out one there today as well. We're 2 games away from a whole calendar year unbeaten at home.
That was Jeff Stelling's stat that he read out.
That was it.
So we need to avoid defeat against Newcastle and Manchester United to go a full year, which would be absolutely incredible. And hopefully we can do that, because that'll be a nice statistic to be talking about.
Absolutely. Yeah. We'll have to get the Invincibles t-shirts going, Paddy, if it happens. Do a
we'll save that for next year when we go to season unbeaten.
We go to full season unbeaten, yeah. Under
home and away.
Under Mr. Emery, yeah. Anybody want to put in their score predictions there while myself and Paddy chat through what our score predictions are going to be for tonight? So Paddy, as you said, the heir to your throne is over there at the moment on his own with Ronan. And I presume you're gunning for goals to give him something great to come back with in his first solo trip over to Villa Park. But what do you think it's going to be?
Yeah, I'm slightly scared of how this one is going to pan out. And I'm going for goals. I'm going for a 3-2 victory. I don't envisage we're going to hold a clean sheet here. And I think it'll be tit for tat with us generally just nicking it at the end. That's how I look at it. It's there for us. I just hope we're physically and mentally prepared for it to go and really, really pummel them today, because I think that's what it's going to take. I think we need to keep them on the back foot. We have the power there to do it. We have the players there to do it. And I'd love to keep them pinned back. I know they're capable of hitting us on the break, but we're more than capable of defending against them too. But having said that, I do expect there to be goals. I do expect it to be expansive. Hopefully, we can be clever. I would love to say it was going to be 3-0 again or even 2-0, but I just, something inside me is given a 3-2, just that there's going to be lots of goals. Remember back in the 90s, they used to always play Villa against Newcastle. Remember we had the 4-3 game in St. James's Park, wasn't it? Every time after that, then played.
Sorry, go on.
Every year after that game, Sky insisted on playing us as the live game because they were expecting the same again, which they still do with games like that, like Liverpool and Newcastle as well, played a thriller out back in the 90s, and Spurs and Man United, that 5-3 game, you know, that they just think that they're going to get lightning striking twice, but it doesn't always work that way. But I think
after your boy's goal for Leeds as well, I think they had him on like constantly, that Leeds team were constantly on expecting him to put another howitzer in the back of the net. Yeah, I think he did do it again, but it was sometime afterwards. Matt Hanlon, thank you so much. Points for podcasters. Hope you're not too late for the good karma. Never too late for the good karma, Matt. Thank you so much for that.
Cheers,
really, really, really appreciate it. I'm going to go with a 1-0 Villa today. I'm going to go back, actually. I think somebody popped it into the comments. It was Matt as well. Matt says, 1-0 Villa. Let's go back to the Neil special from last season. I'm going to go with a 1-0, and just based on this team and the way we played against Chelsea at the weekend, I think Unai wants us to get our defensive mojo back again. And I'm not too worried about running up scores from here on in. This is the business time of the season. This is where you roll up your sleeves and you bring your lunch pail to work and all those kind of things, you know, and you just get the job done by hook or by crook. And I think tonight might be one of those ones, because I think the club will look at it and go, I think the team will look at it and go, it's a must not lose. But if you eke out a 1-0 win tonight, the gaps it opens up, it could be a season defining gap.
I don't buy into the must not lose. I think every home game needs to be a must win game for the rest of the season.
No, correct. But
if we win all our home games, we qualify for the Champions League. There's no doubt about it. And we're picking up the odd one here and there. Stato, as always, will drop in with an amazing stat that Dwight York scored a hat trick in that game. And it's the only Villa player in Premier League history to score a hat-trick in a loss. That is an amazing stat. I don't want to see that stat again tonight, because it'll mean we've lost the game.
Yeah, not tonight. Not tonight, please. So here we go with our roundup. Paul S. starts it off with 3-0 to Aston Villa. Shane Coleman is saying 3-1 to Villa as well. Jordan Levy saying 3-1. Marco's going 2-1 Newcastle. Richie Ryan says 2-1 Villa. 2-2 says Danny Harvey. Jason O'Brien says 2-1 to Villa, I presume. Matt Hanlon, as you said, says 1-0 to Villa. David Dams says 4-2. Jordy Villain says 5-1. To Villa. Bear in the Garden says 2-1. Villa Forever, good to see you. Chad says 2-0. Mark Willis says 3-1. IJL 1982 says 1-0 to Villa. Stacey says 4-1 to Villa. Spencer says 3-1 Villa. Sitting Duck is going for 1-1. Dickie's going with a 1-0. Daniel is going with a 3-1. Tense 1-0 says Simon Kelly. And C Line is going for a 3-1 as well. Audrey's coming. You're coming at the weekend. Looking forward to seeing you, Audrey. Says 1-0 with Ollie scoring. Spicy Pricey is 3-1 to Villa as well. We'll win, but they might score. So PJJ is going for 2-1 or 3-1. AJ Brannigan's going for 1-0. Andy Brogan's going 2-0. Mad Villain's going 2-1. Kevin's going for 1-0. 1-0 with Kanza goal. Terry Morris is going for 2-0. 4-1 says Kevin Donnelly. Dicko Blanco goes 4-2. A ripper of a game altogether. Simon Kenny's just hoping two of their players start fighting. Carl Halpin is going for 3-2 to Villa. Jason O'Brien is going for 2-1 to Villa. Dan Downey's going for 2-1 with Watkins and McGinn. Paddy's staying gold, so 0-0 is incoming, says Tom C. Andrew Munro is going for 2-0. Michael O'Brien is going for a 3-0 victory. Matt Villain says just 23 more likes away from the magic 200 that Howard Webb promised us. VAR,
go and go for it. Get in there.
Decisions today. Yeah, I don't know how true Howard Webb was. AVFC 666S says 1-0. Osdrum's going for 1-1. British Mick, the best Steve Gerrard impersonator of all time, goes for 3-1. Flange says 2-0. Peter M says 3-1. Adamski says 4-0. Nicole says 3-1. Andrew Parker says 3-1. 6-1, says Daniel Hughes. 6-0, says Richard Gardner. Harney Hyundai's brilliant, says 3-2 to Newcastle. Adam Slack is going for 4-2. Paul McAllister, good to see Adam as well, by the way. I see you're going to be playing in Download Festival this year. I know one or two people who are making the sneaky trip over to it, so I'll send them your way to that fantastic stage. Paul McAllister is 3-1 Villa. 2-0 says Mick Ducati, and UTV 493 says 3-1 as well. As I said, I'm going with a 1-0 win here today. Paul S is going for one of the lesser seen scores in football, the 5-3 draw. however that happens, I'm not 100% sure. But Paul Dwyer is going for 2-2, and the Welland Valley is going for 2-1 to the Aston of the Villas. So I think we're going to end it at that, guys. It's
can't end it. There's only 188 likes. We need the extra 12 likes, or we're going to lose this game. I'm very superstitious. Yeah. So we might have to sit here until 8:15 till we get those 12 likes in. So if you've just joined, if we don't get to 200 likes, we're going to lose the game. So your choice.
If you're watching on Twitter, turn off Twitter, get on YouTube, click the like button, then you can turn off YouTube and then you can get back on Twitter and watch us again. That's how you do it. But no, I suppose in all seriousness, it's going to be a great game tonight. I'm very, very certain it's going to be a great game tonight. And we will be back with a post-match podcast as well. I didn't think I'd have Paddy for the team sheet tantrum, but I have him for the team sheet tantrum in the post-match because Paddy was supposed to be over there today. But he is here, and that's fantastic. So he'll be joining us there. And I know the reason I say that, Paddy, is I've done a couple of post-match podcasts, and a couple of people have messaged me afterwards going, I like you too, Neil. You're grand and everything, but sometimes Paddy comes out with a big red head and he blows a gasket. And I kind of tune in to see that too, but hopefully we won't see you blow any gaskets tonight after the game.
What I need to do is I've recently just gone back coaching, and I just need to tone it down just a little bit, because the guys who I'm coaching have discovered the podcast. And for me to go on straight after a match and lose my shit is not a good look when I go out and try and tell these guys what to do. So that is why I'm very quiet and have been missing after the games. Well, in fairness, I was in the pub the last two games, so that's why I missed those. But I will be around this evening, win, lose or draw. And I will be around on Saturday evening if we get to do a post-match. I think if we win, it would be mad not to do something
I will be around Saturday. I'm fucking hoping you'll be around Saturday, Paddy. That would be a bit of a surprise to drop on me in the middle of a podcast. No, thank you very much for that. Yeah. But a post match could be good, for sure. Wouldn't it be mad if somehow we talked Paul McGrath to stay in to watch the match with us as well, and then getting him on the post match afterwards? That'd be something for maybe a turn up for the books, wouldn't it? Considering he played for both Sheffield United and Aston Villa, there is no chance of that. So don't. We're not teeing anything up as a surprise for anyone. That isn't happening. I can safely say, if that does happen, something has glitched in the matrix. It is not part of the deal. So do not be waiting for that in the post-match, if you are. I was going to say, we've got our 220 likes, Paddy, you know, so...
234, actually.
234. Excellent. Excellent stuff. Thank you so much to everybody. Howard Webb will be delighted in his VAR box. I got to run anyway, because so I'm glad we did get those, because I have to take a very needy dog for a walk before this game. But we will be back with a post-match podcast. And that isn't a euphemism either for any of you dirty-minded people that are out there. We will be back in the post-match podcast later on. We hope we see you there. But here's to an Aston Villa win tonight, and here's to a good Aston Villa performance. We'll see you again directly at the final whistle. And in the meantime, everybody, stay safe, stay healthy, and all that's left to say is up the Villa.
Up the Villa.
Social Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.